This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be January 9th in Washington. He died yesterday in Plains, Georgia. He was 100 years old. Suzanne Taylor is in Plains. She is a donor to the Carter Center.
We've been preparing for this for so long, but I'm still a little stunned, I think, that it's really happened. And I'm sad for the family members who are all gathered here in Plains.
She was heard there on WTVM-TV. As for Jimmy Carter's legacy, Sagar Magani has that.
Jimmy Carter came out of seemingly nowhere to win the White House and was sent home after a single term. The University of Virginia's Barbara Perry notes many fellow historians put Carter in the middle of the presidential pack.
The positives of his administration of 4 years probably about balanced out with the negatives.
But Perry says the irony is the very characteristics that landed a long shot in the White House.
That he wasn't from Washington, that he was a man of the people, for the very reasons that in 4 years people tossed him out. Oh, he doesn't understand Washington. He doesn't get the Congress. He won't work with them. He doesn't get the media.
Still, Perry says, like with most ex-presidents, a nostalgic golden glow will shine on Carter.
He'll probably have a very positive lead from this mortal coil.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The South is dealing with the aftermath of a fierce weekend storm system. Several people died. South Korea is promising thorough investigations to find out what caused that Sunday plane crash that killed 179 people. U.S. experts will help. If you're traveling for the holiday, the best time to be on the road today is before 2 this afternoon. The worst time, between 5 and 7 this evening, says INRIX, the data provider. This is AP News. Some good news from New York. They're getting ready for New Year's Eve in Times Square. The AP's Julie Walker.
The countdown is on in New York City, high atop Times Square.
3, 2, 1.
Organizers of one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations getting ready to put on a show for the throngs that will be there and others around the world tuning in for the ball drop in celebration. And rapper Pitbull helped with those preparations.
Because I used to be that little kid that used to clean houses with my mother. And to be here, to be able to represent a product that's going to represent all the underdogs out there.
Organizer Jeffrey Strauss says it will be a great show.
Each year we replace a portion of the crystals on the ball. This year we replace all the crystals on the ball.
The tradition of the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square dates back to 1907. Julie Walker, New York.
The weekend's top movie, Sonic the Hedgehog, followed by Mufasa, The Lion King. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.